While we're in Scotland, of course, Scotland had a thing about witches. In England, Ireland and Wales, witches would be hanged if they were found guilty. In Scotland, something much more horrible usually happened. They were burned at the stake. These victims were usually harmless women who made simple charms to cure their ill friends or help sick animals. Many villagers had a wise woman who would know these old cures and only pass them on when they were dying. If a wise woman had been kind enough to write it down, then her remedy book may have looked something like this. Dear villagers, I, Meg, a being of sound mind, leave these clever cures to you, good people, to practice. Does your husband suffer from baldness? Then burn pigeon droppings and rub the ashes into the scalp to cure his baldness. A gout can be very painful, I know. But to cure gout, you should take the skin from the feet of a large vulture and wrap it round his heel. There's not a lot of vultures round these parts, so I prefer the other cure. They say you can boil a frog in olive oil and rub the liquid on a gouty foot. Do you suffer from pain? One day someone will invent aspirin. It's a little round white thing and... never mind. Meanwhile, to take away pain, take a bow and arrow... and then shoot the arrow from east to west. As the arrow disappears, so will the pain. Well, your pain will disappear. I'll never forget the story my granny told me. She said in the 1500s, the Bishop of St. Andrews was seriously ill. He was hung upside down for a week and fed the flesh of puppy dogs. He recovered. Of course, the puppies didn't. I'm not in favour of cruelty to animals, but I do know that the wise women of Scotland believe the best way to cure a raging fever was to throw a cat over the sick person. Herbs and plants are much kinder. You just have to remember, treat like with like. Trouble with the blood? Blood is red, so drink beetroot juice. And rhubarb is wonderful. Oh, for those of you who live in England, those rotten Romans have invented custard. But it hasn't got to Scotland yet, because the Romans didn't. Now, I know some of you have trouble sleeping. When that happens, I try eating nettles mixed with the white of an egg. My dad always said, sleep on the edge of the bed and you'll soon drop off. But he was a bit soft in the head. There are people who have funny turns. But I have a certain cure. Mark the spot where the first funny turn happened and bury a black cockerel there, alive. Of course, it'll soon be dead. Some of you might like to dig it up and use the skull as a drinking cup. That cures all sorts of illnesses. You young girls that want to make yourself beautiful, like me, and then wash your face in goat's milk. Drinking it also cures a hangover if you've had too much wine. But fathers, beware. Don't drink the stuff your ugly daughter's just washed her face in. Then there's toothache. Just take an iron nail and drill it into the gum where it hurts till there's blood on the end. Oh yes, there's blood on the end. Drive the nail into an oak tree and the toothache will be cured. And finally, a warning. Everyone knows that a brew made from foxgloves can cure heart disease. I want to tell you that I tried it. It worked. So I took some more. But too much will poison you and... Oh, dear. Oh.